Welcome to the Abide Daily Podcast from Ecclesia the Church in Salt Lake City, a time led by our pastors and others in our church to abide in God through prayer, reflection, and the reading of His Word together.
Hey, this is Greg. Thanks for joining me today. As we begin our prayer and reading today, let's start off by taking a moment to pause, be still, and be aware of God's presence. Let's take a moment to share with the Lord where we're at, what we're thinking and feeling, as well as to thank Him for all that He's done, is doing, and will do. Prayer to resist temptation. O Lord God, grant your people grace to withstand the temptations of the world, the flesh, and the devil, and with pure hearts and minds to follow you, the only God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, as I read your words in Scripture this day, I ask, Holy Spirit, that you lead me, give me understanding. Lord, I ask that you would draw near and meet with me and lead me into your kingdom today. Psalm 68, verses 15 through 35. O mountain of God, mountain of Bashan, O many-peaked mountain, mountain of Bashan, why do you look with hatred, O many-peaked mountain, at the mount that God desired for his abode, yes, where the Lord will dwell forever. The chariots of God are twice 10,000, thousands upon thousands. The Lord is among them. Sinai is now in the sanctuary. You ascend on high, leading a host of captives in your train, and receiving gifts among men, even among the rebellious, that the Lord God may dwell there. Blessed be the Lord, who daily bears us up. God is our salvation. Selah. Our God is a God of salvation, and to God, the Lord, belong deliverances from death. But God will strike the heads of his enemies, the hairy crown of him who walks in his guilty ways. The Lord said, I will bring them back from Bashan, I will bring them back from the depths of the sea, that you may strike your feet in their blood, that the tongues of your dogs may have their portion from the foe. Your procession is seen, O God, the procession of my God, my King, into the sanctuary. The singers in front, the musicians last, between them virgins playing tambourines. Bless God and the great congregation, the Lord, O you who are of Israel's fountain. There is Benjamin, the least of them in the lead. The princes of Judah in their throng, the princes of Zebulun, the princes of Naphtali. Summon your power, O God, the power, O God, by which you have worked for us. Because of your temple at Jerusalem, kings shall bear gifts to you. Rebuke the beasts that dwell among the reeds, the herd of bulls with the calves of the peoples. Trample underfoot those who lust after tribute. Scatter the people who delight in war. Nobles shall come from Egypt. Cush shall hasten to stretch out her hands to God. O kingdoms of the earth, sing to God. Sing praises to the Lord, Selah. To him who rides in the heavens, the ancient heavens, behold, he sends out his voice, his mighty voice. Ascribe power to God, whose majesty is over Israel, and whose power is in the skies. Awesome is God from his sanctuary, the God of Israel. He is the one who gives power and strength to his people. Blessed be God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. As I reflect on this psalm, The psalm presents a picture of a celebration and a ceremony of the Lord sitting on his throne. It's like an unfolding parade of rejoicing and song of the Lord and his people. The point of this great celebration is that the people of God are strengthened in the Lord's power. Verses 1 through 14, which I didn't read for the sake of time, are all about the Lord bringing his kingdom upon the earth. We see God being victorious and conquering the brokenness of the world. We see the righteous rejoicing that God is a father to the fatherless, a protector of widows, a home and place for the lonely, a freer of the captives. As the Lord brings his kingdom upon the earth, his people rejoice, and then God does something amazing. He empowers his people. That's right. The Lord is the one who's in charge. He's actually a dictator, but he's a benevolent one, a generous dictator who empowers and strengthens and gives gifts to his people. We see in verse 18 that he gives gifts to men. These men who once were captives are with God in this parade, and he bestows gifts upon them. This psalm ends in verse 35 saying that the awesome God in his sanctuary gives power and strength to his people. Blessed be God. In a letter to the early Christians who are in a place called Ephesus, Paul quotes from this psalm to emphasize and describe how Jesus is the fulfillment of this psalm. Jesus has come to earth. He's established his kingdom, set the captives free, given his people the Holy Spirit in power and strength, and has filled us with gifts and abilities to strengthen and encourage those who are part of the church. Paul says that Jesus has been exalted and he's sitting on his throne. He's filled his church with gifts like apostleship, those who are sent out to start new works, prophecy, those who see and hear what God is doing. Evangelism, those who share the good news about Jesus. Shepherding, those who care well for others. And teaching, those who keep the church tied to the truth within Scripture. All these gifts are important and necessary, and Paul says that growing up in Christ looks like growing up into all of these areas. But here's the point. Jesus has come, and in his establishing of his kingdom in and through the church, he's giving gifts to those who pledge allegiance to him, who are part of his body, who are part of the church. So if you're a committed part of his church, you've been given strength and are to grow with these gifts. The question and reflection for us today then is, are you growing in the strength and gifts that God has given to you? The gifts of being sent to start, gifts of seeing and hearing, gifts of sharing, gifts of caring, gifts of holding to truth. Are you growing in the strength of these gifts that God has given to you? Lord, thank you that you, in setting up your kingdom, give gifts to men, that you have given all of us the gift of your Spirit. You've given us the gift of your Son. You've brought us into your family, and you have lavished blessing upon us, not just so that we get to receive, but that we get to participate. We get to join in what you're doing. Lord, I pray for us as individuals, for us collectively, Lord, that we would step into and be strengthened by the gifts that you've given to us. Lord, I pray that we would mature in these gifts. I pray that we would develop in these, that we would grow in these, that we would grow into the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, growing up into love and in unity of the Spirit. So, Lord, thank you that you bestow your grace upon us. Thank you that you not only, again, give us good things, but that you bring us along with you and say that we get a part to play. So I pray that we would be strengthened today by your Spirit and by your power, so that through our lives and by our prayers, your kingdom would come.